It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
When my mom and dad ran our hometown drugstore, they gave out an old farmer's almanac to each customer during the first week of the new year. The yellow pamphlets with the old-fashioned curlicue writing on the cover were welcomed by lots of people who planted potatoes by moon signs and looked to the almanac for frost dates in spring and fall. They were also fun to read. To be useful, but with a pleasant degree of humor, was the standard set by the publication's founder, Robert Thomas. First printed in 1792, it's North America's oldest continuously published periodical. Back then, the almanac cost 6 pence, about 9 cents, and competed with many other almanacs to become the surviving favorite. Today, it's still available, both in book form and on the web, and it's still chock full of predictions concerning astronomical events, tides, and weather, as well as recommended planting times, gardening, and housekeeping tips, recipes, and a puzzle page. In fact, here's an old farmer's almanac riddle for you. You threw away the outside and cooked the inside. Then you ate the outside and threw away the inside. Now, what did you eat? Weather predictions have always been the most popular part of the almanac, and the methods used to create the forecasts have been kept as secret as they were back in 1792, when the original forecasts were based on a secret forecasting formula that is still tucked away in a black tin box at the almanac offices in Dublin, New Hampshire. Suffice it to say that natural cycles, moon phases, and sunspots are a big part of the process. However, though scoffed at by many, the Old Farmer's Almanac boasts an average of 80% accuracy, verified by comparison to the National Weather Service records. And there have been some miraculous predictions, including the July snow of 1816, a 1953 tornado in Massachusetts, and the near-perfect prediction of Hurricane Andrew, which hit southern Florida in 1992. In 1942, the almanac had to adjust its weather materials to generalized indications rather than forecasts after a German spy was apprehended by the FBI on Long Island, New York. Landing by U-boat in the middle of the night, a copy of the old farmer's almanac was found in his coat pocket, causing the U.S. government to speculate that the Germans were using the almanac for weather forecasts. Today, the almanac is the only institution making day-to-day nationwide forecasts 18 months in advance. They're based on data generated by a former NASA scientist, but in the tradition of the forecasts of 200 years ago, they still rely largely on cycles of the sun and the moon. And speaking of traditions, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our listeners for traditionally tuning in to hear my weekly efforts. I'll close out this show with a weather poem that speaks of friendship and support. Whether the weather be cold or whether the weather be hot, we'll stick together, whatever the weather, whether we like it or not. Here's to a new year of gardening together through fair and foul. Oh, and the answer to that riddle about throwing away the outside, cooking the inside, eating the outside, and throwing away the inside? Well, you'll just have to give me a call at the station or look up the answer on our website at hppr.org.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Biorel. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.